On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We have our biggest show, a massive show. I don't know how to describe the episode that's hitting your ears right now. But for starters, Rich Tandler's back in studio, not on a lazy boy, in a regular office chair. How you feeling, Tandler?
Doing good. 2 weeks in a row in here.
I know,
I'm
man.
I'm on a roll.
You're putting all these miles on your car that usually just sits in your driveway all off season.
That's okay. It needs it.
All right. The big guest today is Joe Ferreira. To astute podcast listeners, we often talk about our boss Joe and, hey, we hope you're listening so you give us more money to buy more beer. Today, Joe is in studio because he, like Liam Neeson in Taken, Joe has a very unique set of skills, and we're going to tap into that skill set. Before we get going too far, here's why Joe is here, and I'm going to let him explain most of this. The Redskins schedule is going to come out this week. The NFL schedules aren't going to come out during draft week because they want all the eyeballs to be on the draft. I think we all have a guess. It's going to be probably Thursday. Peter King wrote it. We've all kind of been. It's going to be Thursday, Joe.
The earliest it will be.
So this is why Joe Ferreira is here, to give us your background on your scheduling expertise, and then we're going to talk about the Redskins schedule and try to figure out what we can decipher.
First of all, thank you for having me on the show.
You're the boss, dude. Thanks for letting us have a show.
It's all good. I love listening to the podcast, and I particularly love the fans' feedback and the fan interaction on the podcast. I think that's great. So
we get the best reviews in the business.
Excited to be part of that.
We're going to read the dog review later this week, so don't worry, dog review guy. You'll get your shine.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
I'll give you my very quick history as to why I'm sitting here. So I worked for the NFL league office from 1992 to 2000. I was in the broadcasting department. That also involved making the playing schedule. So I made the schedule along with two other gentlemen, Val Pinchbeck, who was my boss at the time, head of broadcasting. We sat in a room with pin boards, no computers for the first 3 years we did it, and basically did the schedule by hand. We added computers in 1995. It allowed us to place a lot of rules and filters on the schedule, which helped. Now it's a whole different ballgame. The league has thousands and thousands of technically playable schedules. Then it just becomes a question of how do you distill down what's important, which team do you not want to give a three-game road trip, which team do you not want to give a road game after a road Monday night football game. Those are all the things that basically bring bad scores to the schedule, and they try to get the best schedule they can with the most, I guess the best way to say it is the least amount of pain for the least amount of teams.
Do they just have like hundreds of algorithms they're running these things through?
Yes. There's, obviously millions, if not billions, of possibilities of a 248 game schedule, with many different weeks and bye weeks involved. But there are so many factors. We used to, when I did it, frankly, we laid in the Thanksgiving Day games and we laid in the Monday Night Football schedule. Now, Monday Night Football was more important
was the marquee, right,
than what Sunday Night Football is now. So I imagine the way the league does it now is special games. So who's opening against the Eagles in Philadelphia on that first Thursday? Who's playing on Thanksgiving? And then you roll into Sundays, and then you roll into key doubleheader games for Fox and CBS, and then the rest of the schedule kind of plays out from there. We used to roll through games weeks 1 through 8 and 9. When I was there, the biggest issue was baseball playoff conflicts. Because when I was there, if you remember, there were a lot of teams that shared stadiums. The Niners and Giants in Candlestick Park, Cincinnati,
Pirates, Steelers,
Riverfront
probably,
Stadium,
yeah.
Pirates and Steelers. Even Kansas City shares a parking lot.
Right.
So
Baltimore shares a parking lot.
Yes.
So Philly shares a parking lot.
So you go through, I think we had 11 teams with baseball conflicts when I was doing it. Now it's much less, but there's other conflicts, and we can talk through that now. But because of that, you'd have to predict which teams would or wouldn't make the baseball playoffs. In 1 year, we scheduled, I think the Twins were last place team the previous year. You remember the Kirby Puckett year, 1990, I forget what it was. But
91, I think.
In that case, they had to play, they had to move the Vikings to Monday Night Football in a second backup game because the Twins actually made the playoffs in a surprise.
Oh, wow.
And they couldn't, Vikings couldn't play that day on Sunday because baseball took precedence. And sometimes it comes down to the lease in the stadium. With the Padres and the Chargers in San Diego at Jack Murphy, the Chargers actually had lease priority even though they had less dates. So it was a little odd. So we could actually just blow through.
Well, I remember it was when the O's made the ALCS, when the Orioles made the ALCS, was 3-4 years ago, something like that. And they had to play a day game because the Ravens, I think, had either a Thursday night game. Well, maybe it was even I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was a Monday night game. And the O's tried to get them to move it, and they couldn't. So the O's had to play a day game, and the TV was all mad. You remember that?
Yeah.
But this idea for this podcast.
Then they also moved the Ravens, supposed to be their home opener the year after they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Got moved because
they
played
in Denver and got rolled by Peyton.
Yeah.
The idea for this podcast came up because I've basically been bugging Joe for schedule nuggets for like a month now. And he had the idea, and we're like, yeah, let's do it. So we're podcasting it. You take us any direction we want. What I really want to know is, am I going to have to work a third straight Thanksgiving? And fourth in 5 years.
I think you will.
Oh, my God.
And let me walk you through.
All right.
So where do you start with the Redskins? First of all, it's impossible to predict the schedule just because it's such a domino effect of one game leads to another. However, there are some things to think about. The first thing is on Thanksgiving, Dallas is going to play on Fox in the second game. It's Fox's year to get the Cowboys. So that means an NFC team will be playing at the Cowboys. What the league likes to do is not make that too marquee of a game, but good enough of a game so that it won't be Philly at Dallas.
Right. And the thought there is they know everybody's going to watch Philly at Dallas, so we can make that a random
Sunday night football game or perhaps
the Sunday, the game of the week.
Dallas at Philadelphia as the opener. Right. There's a lot of things they can do with that, with the different versions of that game. If you look at the schedule for the Cowboys, and I've got it here, their home schedule is obviously their divisional games. They play the Eagles, they play the Saints, they play the Buccaneers, they play the Lions, Jaguars, and Titans. You can make the argument that, first of all, it can't be the Jags because it's a Fox game. So you're thinking, okay, maybe it's Jags. They had a pretty good year last year. Right. They're starting to become more of a marquee team. Buccaneers doesn't feel good enough. Lions, it can't be the Lions because they're playing earlier on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Saints could be the Saints. Could be the Saints. Giants could be the Giants, but they've played also on Thanksgiving. And, of course, the Redskins have played quite a bit on Thanksgiving Day. Last year was Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, and does the new Thursday night TV,
yeah,
Fox having that is probably going to complicate this a little bit too.
It does.
Right?
You know, I think there's a lot of rhetoric right now about that schedule being much, much better than it was in the past. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be slightly better.
Marginally better.
They tend to rely on divisional opponents on the NFL Network games, in the Thursday night games. I think they'll continue to do that.
I think what helps them is the NFC West being good. Because all of a sudden, Rams Niners has juice. Yes. Rams, you know, those games that were total dogs 3 years ago are now NFC divisional games that you throw Rams Niners on a Thursday night. I mean, I watch all of it anyway because I'm a junkie, but casual fans will be in on that.
So with that, I think it comes down to the Saints or the Redskins, and I think it's going to be the Redskins playing at Dallas on Thanksgiving Thursday.
So there's nothing prohibiting that, right? So that'd be 3 years in a row.
No, the
three
only,
years in a row.
The only rule around that, Rich, is each team can only play one short Thursday week.
Right. Unless you play the following. You could go Thursday and then the following.
That's not
Thursday.
A short Thursday week.
Right.
You can only play one short Thursday
week. Okay, I gotcha.
Week. So if that happens, then if they play another Thursday night game, which I actually think they may, they would have the bye before that. In that case.
Or the last year they had back-to-back Thursdays.
That's correct.
So
that was also Thanksgiving night.
Right, exactly.
So that's the first start. I think they will play on Thanksgiving. That's just a guess. The second thing is, how many primetime games will the Redskins get? I do not think the Redskins will be on Sunday Night Football. I don't know where Vegas is on the Skins, but I think they're anywhere from a 6 to a 9 win team in terms of how people think of them.
Right.
Even with Alex Smith, and depending on what they do with the draft and potential other free agency, we shall see what happens. But I think that's how the league looks at the Redskins right now. With that said, I think they will have 3 primetime appearances. I think 2 will be on Monday Night Football, and I think 1 will be on Thursday Night Football. Each team will basically be on Thursday Night Football in some way, shape, or form. The way I kind of handicapped it was the Redskins, actually, let me go back to one thing you mentioned a little bit earlier, team requests. And this is important. So people understand the process. Each team is allowed to send in requests of what they'd like to see. They vary greatly. Buffalo doesn't want to play in Miami in September when it's 110 degrees.
Nobody wants to play in Miami in September.
On the converse side,
nobody wants to play in
Miami. Doesn't want to play in Buffalo in December. So that's an easy flip. Go down, send Buffalo to Miami late in the year, send Miami to Buffalo early in the year, and both teams are happy. Now, there's a lot of things that are up. When I was there, the Patriots actually wanted to play in Florida because they wanted to get their team worked out. They wanted the sun. They wanted to get out of New England. For whatever reason, it worked out well. But the other team, the Chicago Bears never want to play when the Chicago Marathon is on in that market.
And then don't they have to juggle, like, I know Taylor Swift is going on tour. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
There's four concerts this year that are a big problem. Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran.
Is he playing stadiums now,
yes,
that dude?
Yes. Wow. Jay-Z and Beyonce. All four of those have conflicts with NFL teams. In addition, we're starting to see a lot more NFL teams host international soccer matches.
Sure.
FC Barcelona, Manchester United. We're also seeing NFL stadiums host college football games.
Right. Yeah.
On a Saturday.
I think the Terps play Texas at FedEx this year.
They do. Teams don't like to play on a beat-up field the next day.
I tell you, several years ago, I believe it was 2011 maybe, Army-Navy was played on Saturday, late,
at
4 o'clock start.
Yeah.
No, FedEx.
Okay.
And then I think, the last time I was there. And then the next day, the Redskins played the Patriots, and the field was a disaster.
Hell, how about this past season when we were in L.A. at the Coliseum, Texas USC played Saturday night, and then right. Skins Rams was a 1 o'clock kickoff. That field was a mess.
Right, but still, LA in sure. In better September, weather, right.
And then it gets interesting.
A little better.
A lot. Most teams want to open and close at home. That is kind of a general request. However, some teams make bets. If they think they're going to host a wild card playoff game, which is a total roll of the dice,
right.
Do you really want to sell a home week 17 game between Christmas and New Year's and then another game over a holiday weekend on a short week to sell? So sometimes they'll actually even request to be on the road because they think they're going to be in the playoffs and have to sell tickets, and give them a few weeks to sell tickets versus have to sell right after you're trying to sell week 17.
And so what team, like the Packers? Like, yeah, like what kind of team, you know what I mean?
It could be the Packers. It could be the Bengals, you know, when they were actually making the playoffs each year, but then exiting the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
I
right.
would think the Rams, you know, with
yes.
that,
now,
big,
now
that
they've
stadium
got,
there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, and that'll see, it'll be interesting to see how the Rams play out. But
Joe, you had it right, by the way. 2018 wins total from the Action Network, Skins are at 7. And
okay.
It's actually a little bit of a favorite to bet under that. But I wonder if that doesn't even get to 7.5 by camp.
Well, this request part, and then you also got the baseball conflict stadiums I talked about earlier. This year, you still have the Orioles.
That Oakland?
Have, you have Pirates, you have the Mariners, you have the A's, and you have the Royals. All five of those, you know, obviously have conflicts. The Raiders only one more year, I think, or whenever they go
right.
to Vegas. But
I don't think the Orioles are going to make the playoffs. I'm going to put that bold prediction out there
well,
right now.
It's not just that. It's the parking conflict
sure,
with
sure.
the Ravens. So that those yep. are all things that go in.
Yeah, for September.
Right. Nobody wants to play in Green Bay in December. Nobody wants to play in Miami in September. So you got all those factors that go into the league. Now, the league is not going to grant every request.
They can't.
It's impossible. They try to do as good as they can, and frankly, I think they do a great job of it. That's part of the communication process when it comes to calling the teams with the schedule. The first thing out of their mouth is, hey, we know we gave you a 3-game road trip in the middle of the season, or your bye's week 4 or week 12, you know, too early, too late, and here's why that happened. But we also gave you this, this, and this that you guys requested. Hope you're happy. We can't change it anyway, so have a nice day.
Right.
But that's, unless there's something major. 2 years after I left the league, and I think it was like in 2002 to 2003, the league screwed up in the schedule, and they scheduled the Jets on Yom Kippur weekend, playing at home, which was a big no-no in the scheduling world in terms of the Jewish holidays in the New York market, playing a home game.
Sure.
And they just did it, and they actually were getting ready to release the schedule, called the Jets, and then they had to change like 16 different games.
Right. If you change one, yeah, you're changing
chain reaction.
It's tough. So that happens. As it relates to the Redskins. Typically, as you guys know, don't play well on Monday Night Football at home. They have a really poor record.
Yeah.
I think I don't know this for a fact, but I think the Redskins request to play Monday Night Football on the road. And even though it's a nice draw, it's late. You know, we all know some of the challenges with FedEx Field in terms of the traffic and different elements.
And you get so many visiting fans, and when you're the national TV game, that looks terrible.
Right, so
I think that's got to be a factor.
My gut tells me they'll be on Monday Night Football twice, and both will be on the road. I think they're going to be on Thursday Night Football as well, and I think that game.
Is that Thursday night in addition to Thanksgiving?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So they'll have four national appearances.
So that would have to be a week after Thanksgiving, right? Just like this past.
No.
Or no, coming off a bye.
Coming off the bye is where I have it.
Because it wouldn't be a short week coming off a bye.
Okay. So wait, did you take a bye? Do they do that a bye and then a Thursday? Because I think that kind of compresses the time a little bit, doesn't it? Do you want to bring back the players?
You typically have both teams coming off a bye.
Okay, all right. If they both are, I guess that evens it up.
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, it does compress the bye. I mean, you don't have the full off week,
right? Because you usually take Monday.
Because they'll come back
Monday
Saturday,
and or Tuesday.
You know,
no, they'll come back. Usually report back Monday, but then take Tuesday. You know, typical week.
Right.
Have the Tuesday off, and then go from there.
Right, but if they were playing Thursday,
that goes
right.
Goes out
so
the window.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. The other thing is the Redskins are not playing an international game. We know that so far.
Right.
There's three games in London. They're going to be played on week 6, 7, and 8. Seattle, Oakland is definitely week 6. Philly Jacks, which is interesting, you know, getting Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Just so it just works out that, you know, Jacksonville gives up a home game. The Chargers give up a home game as well. They're playing Tennessee.
That's some travel, man. Yeah, West Coast teams.
We do know that the Seattle-Oakland game is week six.
That's two West Coast teams going to London.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And what they will typically do is they will request a East Coast game the week before going to London.
Okay.
And then travel to London from here, leaving straight after the game. Also, the teams, as it relates to London, this is kind of interesting. The teams will be granted the week off after London,
right,
but they can request to get the week off before. It's up to the team.
Well, the Colts a couple of years ago, yeah, they didn't either. Yeah. I think they just took their bye later in the season.
Yes, and they just waived that right in essence. So, but the league tries to grant that whenever possible.
So,
and then, by the way, the other game is Kansas City and the Rams playing in Mexico, but that is closer. It's in Mexico City. It's closer. It's almost. I think that game will probably feels like a Thursday night game.
It's a mountain time, right?
Two division champions.
That's a big one.
But it's
not. I guess because if it's a Rams home game, it could be a Fox game.
Yeah. Well, no. Fox has the Mexico game in that case.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you said something interesting there. The 2016 Redskins schedule was brutal. They had a London game. They had two short weeks. They had one incredibly short week that they were Sunday night football and then played the morning Thanksgiving Day game.
Well, the 4 o'clock.
I thought it was one.
No, it was 4 o'clock.
Okay, so it was three in Dallas, three local. But that schedule, they had three straight road games. And then 2017, if you look at the schedule the Skins got last year, was fairly hospitable. They didn't have any back-to-back road games. Did they do that kind of thing on purpose? Like, hey, we know we killed you last year. We're going to try to make it a little easier this year.
I don't think the league felt like they killed the Redskins in 2016. I think they knew that there were a couple of hiccups, but I don't think they thought it was a competitive disadvantage.
All right.
So I don't think they would factor that in. But I think they try to be as fair as possible. They know there's going to be teams that are going to get the short end of the stick. It's just going to happen. They're trying to minimize that. And if you do get the short end on one end, maybe you get a couple more of your requests on the other end.
So this is a completely selfish ask. I really want the Skins play at Tampa.
Yes,
I want that to be late in the year when it's cold, and maybe
I've got
we
that
get,
game week 15.
Bang! So looks at mid December.
Yes,
that'd be perfect. Yeah. I'm fully support that one.
And by the way, when I say I've got that game, that is a total guess. But I walked through the schedule.
Do I see?
Yes.
A mock schedule.
Can you break it out?
Yeah, I can.
All right, you go line by line.
So first, I already talked about. I think they're going to play at Dallas on Thanksgiving. I think that starts. So, just so you know, Thanksgiving this year is week 12. Thanksgiving happens to be November 22nd. It's week 12. So then the question is opener. Who do they open with? I actually have the Redskins opening at home to get one of their home requests against the Carolina Panthers. It feels like a kind of middle of the road, good Fox game. Carolina is still a pretty decent team. They've got a marquee player in Cam Newton. It feels like that, you know, it could be a 4 o'clock game. It could be an early 1 o'clock game. It feels like a good, strong opening.
Especially because opening weekend, you got the Thursday night game, you got two Monday night games. The games get stretched a little thin.
And you've got a lot of
West
Coast.
And that's a little bit of a regional rivalry with Skins and Panthers.
And frankly, when I was in the league, we would always put the Skins in the television side. We would always put the Skins in Carolina.
Sure.
There's a really strong Redskins fan base that still is in the Carolinas.
We have so many listeners to this podcast are in the Carolinas. They're always talking to us, so I totally agree. All right.
So you know, you start to factor in other things too, like you have to have a couple West Coast teams taken away for that second Monday night game, you know, so thankfully the Redskins don't play too many West Coast teams, so you factor those things in. I tried to be as hospitable as I could with home, away, kind of rolling out. I also like to get rid of some non-conference games early in the season. You'll see that oftentimes. So I actually have the Redskins going to Jacksonville week two. That will be a tough game, as we all know. But it's a nice, you know, it'll be hot, but it's nice summer in Jacksonville in September. I have the Redskins opening up their division schedule, hosting the Giants on week three. That also is typically a Jewish holiday weekend on that week three, and you get the Giants out of New York, probably by the Jets or move them on the road as well. So it'll be interesting how that plays out. So that's why
the Skins have played the Giants in week three 2 years ago. Yes. So that's happened.
Yeah. Week four, I have them going to Tennessee, and I actually have that game on Monday Night Football. It's a little weak.
Skins, Titans,
yeah.
So Monday night.
It's a little weak, I think, in terms of Monday night, but I think Monday night we've seen is not as strong
as Sunday
night. Sounds
typical to me, pretty much.
And so I feel like that game has some good feel to it.
If you're a Redskins fan looking to travel to a game, going to Nashville for a Monday night game might be top of your list. That'd be a fun couple days.
It's an awesome, awesome trip. I also think when you have a team projected in that 6-7-8 win team, you kind of want to get their prime times out of the way earlier, just in case it goes south. Of course, you have flexible scheduling, but sometimes the Monday night football, you don't move that.
Right.
So since they're not on Sunday night, or at least on my mock schedule, they're not on Sunday night, it doesn't factor into them as much. I have them hosting Dallas week five. And that's where, you know, it starts to get interesting. The question, if they do lock into going to Dallas on week 12, then the question is, can you play them week 12 to maybe week 16 or 17? I actually have them playing Dallas because I think the league will want to have the Dallas-Philadelphia games a little more marquee at the end than Washington-Dallas. So I have them hosting Dallas. I have them getting a bye on week six. It feels slightly early, but it's in that 6-10 sweet spot for most teams.
I think they were week five last year, it moves it back a little bit.
Yep. I have them following up that bye week with a home game against the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday Night Football.
Ooh.
That game is going to be interesting. You know, Atlanta, obviously very marquee, a lost a nail biter to the Eagles in the divisional playoff round. They're going to be strong again, you would hope. So, decent game. If any game could move to Sunday Night Football, I think that might be it, Atlanta at the Skins. If for whatever reason they feel like they can move the Skins to Sunday Night hosting a game early in the season, it might be it, but I just don't. I don't see that happening. So I have that game on Thursday.
And that would be a Thursday night coming off a bye.
Coming off a bye, and we'd probably have Atlanta coming off a bye as well. In that case,
that'd be a juicy game.
Then we go to Philadelphia. Oof. We visit the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. That's week eight on 10/28, late in October. You know, it's going to be interesting. The Eagles now the league. You know, they'll be on Sunday Night Football three times and. Thursday
whatever
night
the max
time.
Of everything is.
You know, they're an interesting team, much like now they're the Patriots and the Cowboys and the Packers. Especially with Carson
QB questions,
coming back.
Right.
It's gonna and there's they almost feels like they're stronger than they were last year after some of the moves they
no
made.
Doubt.
I have on week nine I have the Packers hosting the Green Bay Packers. I mean the Redskins hosting the Packers. That's the first weekend in November. So far I've got them home, then road, then home, then road, then home, then bye, then home, then road, then home.
Yeah, it's been pretty – I'm writing it down here.
More home games than road just because of that bye, you know, surrounding the two other home games. It leads to four out of the last six games being on the road, but it also is two of the last four being at home, so you can kind of look at that two different ways. I have them going to Arizona, which is another warm weather trip.
Yeah, I don't mind that
JP,
trip.
You
should I like
be thinking
Scott
about
Snow.
Not just Tampa Bay. I have them going there week 10. And I have them hosting Indy week 11. I have them at Dallas on Thanksgiving. I have them going to New Orleans on Monday Night Football.
Oh, my gosh.
On week 13.
So we're going to New Orleans and Nashville for Monday nights. Yes. Things will be wild.
All right.
So I have on week 14, I have them hosting the Houston Texans and Deshaun Watson, hopefully healthy. Should be a nice game.
I'm backtracking a little. Who's the Colts quarterback week 11 when they come to D.C.?
Jim Harbaugh.
The Colts?
Yeah.
Really? Who knows?
Jacoby Brissett.
You know,
we're all confident in Andrew Luck's return, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it is.
Yeah, me
for
too.
For his sake, I really like
he's
the guy.
He's a talented
I love
guy.
His dad. He's a great, Oliver Luck is a great guy, too. Worked with him when I was in the league. He was working in the Europe League, NFL Europe.
Is he AD at West Virginia or something?
He is AD at West Virginia. Yeah. Actually, now he's with the NCAA.
Okay.
He left West Virginia, and he's kind of an advisor to the NCAA. Week 15, I have them going to Tampa Bay, which I mentioned.
Sold.
JP trip.
Very sold.
And then closing with two divisional games at the end of the year, hosting Philadelphia, and then going to the New York Giants, which I think they've done once.
They did that last year.
Yeah, they closed up there last year. They better hope they're in it. If Philly's coming to town 2 days before Christmas, that will be all green if the Skins have stumbled late in the year.
So I think, you know, that's just a shot in the dark, but it feels like good schedule, spread out. They get a couple of primetime appearances. The Redskins are still a marquee team in the league.
Well, and
two questions.
Sure.
Yeah. One, do they take into consideration playing teams coming off of a bye? It seems like some years you're playing a couple, and some years you have like five where you're playing a team that's coming off the bye. It seems to be a little bit of a disadvantage if you have a lot of them. Do they look at that at all?
They do look at it. I don't think it's a golden rule. But they definitely look at that.
Yep, and they'll try to avoid it.
And they'll try to avoid it happening twice to a team. I think the Colts 1 year played like five teams in the same season coming off a bye. And they complained to the league, and the league said, okay, we'll look at that next year.
And one other, this is for all the Redskins fans out there, I know. When did they put out the memo saying screw the Redskins as much as you possibly can every schedule? When does that come out?
I've never seen that memo.
Taylor is the voice of the fans there.
They I don't know.
Well,
to these people, they know it's out there.
Every sports talk radio show in every market thinks that their team is getting screwed based on the schedule. I think it's just over.
But it's over real analysis. Here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's real here. I did want to talk about one thing real quick.
Sure.
It's the process of the schedule. So sometime around, assuming the schedule is going to be released on Thursday, sometime around 6 to 7 hours before it's going to be released on television on the NFL Network, someone from the league office, typically either Howard Katz or Mike North from the broadcasting department, will call Bruce Allen with the schedule. Now, they'll talk through what we think didn't go well, what we think did go well, and here's the process and here's what's going to be announced. Then they'll say, please, please, please keep this to yourself and just a couple of people. Now, the reality is that starts a chain of events in motion. A lot of teams are doing dynamic pricing with tickets now, which means pricing based on the opponent.
I didn't realize NFL's doing that.
So a lot of teams will, the first call is to the ticket guy. Here's the schedule. What do you think in terms of pricing? Let's start this ball in motion. So when the schedule's announced, we have a plan in place to put a season ticket packages in front of people or individual game tickets. The travel guy is obviously the next person. And then obviously key other, you know, personnel, leadership, head coach, those kinds of things. When you start adding in Tony Wiley will be one of the first calls as well from a PR standpoint. He has to put together a press release that has to be released when the schedule comes out, not see the schedule and then put it together. So he's got to have the stories together. So
just fans probably don't realize this. That press release that comes out will have notes about how often these teams have played, what the all-time record is.
They could do that now. They could have done that after week 17.
They just have
to put it in the right order.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and they probably have a shell already made.
Yeah. You know, these PR guys.
Ross is over there working.
Fill in some details.
Right.
But the reality is that when that many people start getting involved and that many people, and I'll just say it, sometimes like to do favors for other people, especially people traveling, people dealing with hotels, just too many things start to roll out. Typically, the first things that roll out are things like special games, like a Thanksgiving Day game, or Monday night or Sunday night games that are a little bit odd. Typically, the whole schedule doesn't leak, and sometimes you'll see whole schedules leak and they're wrong. They're false. People are just trying to get out there, and it happens quite a bit. Manti Te'o's girlfriend probably.
Funny, too, because on the reporter side, like last year I was able to report two of the games off the schedule, and I was getting those through various sources, but I don't have the entire schedule. But, I think last year I knew the one game I pushed all my chips in was because I wanted to know when we were going to New Orleans. So I got that game and reported that, and then aggregators, I suppose, are able to take
NBC the Giants schedule got reported.
Right. So then
that was the first one that leaked.
Piece a good chunk of it together.
Yes. And you see, and by the way, searches are on Twitter is a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
You know,
you
can find a lot of stuff pretty quickly. So anyway, I think it's interesting. I'm looking forward to the schedule. I love the process. The guys do a great job up there. The Mike North, who I mentioned before, I hired him into the department when I was up there, and he's awesome. And, you know, they try to do their best. Honestly, sometimes they don't. And in certain fans' minds, it seems like we get screwed. But I think the Skins have an attractive schedule this year. The home schedule has some good teams on it. You know, the AFC South isn't
not a lot
the best.
Of crazy travel.
The AFC
either.
South isn't the most attractive, you know, division to play.
The AFC South is.
Yes, it is. But, you know, when you play the AFC South and had Peyton Manning in it, different story.
Yeah, right.
Jacksonville is a great team, but, you know, they don't really let
Blake
it
pop off the needle, right?
So anyway, it's I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and I think it's hard for fans to remember how big the jigsaw puzzle kind of is. I wanted to ask you this. When you were doing the schedule, when you started doing this in 93 or whatever, could you ever imagine that 25 years later that there'd be so much interest in this, that people are doing mock schedules a couple days? We're mocking what day they're going to release the schedule. You know what I mean? That people are – like, I have people texting me dying to know when the Nashville game is, when the Saints game is, because they want to plan a trip.
I didn't think it would be this big, but the first sign that I had it was – you know, back then, we didn't know if we were going to start the season on Labor Day weekend or the weekend after Labor Day weekend. Right. Remember, we went back and forth a couple times. I actually also, just as an FYI, I'm the person who devised the current rotational schedule grid of who teams play. So in terms of, you know, playing another division, the rotation of those divisions, I devised that before they left the league. That was instituted in 2002 when we went to a 32 team,
made it easy,
division weeks, and that rotation has just continued. The reason I bring that up is starting the season is key. I used to get a call from ESPN, and they'd say, when are you going to start the season? They didn't really want the schedule. They just want to know when we're going to start the season. And their line was, when the NFL coughs, the rest of the world gets a cold.
Right.
and I always that always kind of hit home with me of, like, there's so many things that fall off of when the NFL releases its schedule, trip to travel, hotels, other things, concerts, high school games, college games, avoiding the league. You know, so – there's start
the world's
times.
Largest outdoor cocktail party.
Exactly.
You know, Jags got to be on the road that weekend.
It's very interesting. So, and when those conflicts become bad, like, in other words, the NFL can't take care of a Chicago Marathon issue or a Georgia Florida game, trying to avoid that, then it becomes, you know, everybody's up in arms, and I can't believe the league did this, and they're screwing the small guys, and they don't care about college and high school kids. And,
right.
It's you can't please everybody.
All right, I'm going to run through this one more time. We got to run here. This is Joe Ferreira's mock schedule, and make sure you go follow Joe on Twitter. Late in the year when all the tiebreakers come into play, Joe is a great follow. It's at Joe NFL, right?
Yes.
All right, so week one, home versus Carolina. Week two, at Jacksonville. Week three, home against the Giants. Week four, Nashville, Tennessee, Monday Night Football. Week five, home against the Cowboys. By week six, then they come back. Week seven, Atlanta Falcons at FedEx Field for Thursday Night Football. Then they go to the Eagles, home versus the Packers, to the Cardinals, home versus the Colts on Thanksgiving Day, playing in Dallas. And then 1 week, that might be like 10 days. Right after that, the next game will be at the Saints for Monday Night Football. That place will be crazy if that comes to fruition. Home versus the Texans at Tampa Bay. Last two games of the year versus the Eagles here in FedEx. They close the season in New York against the Giants. It seems like it all makes total sense. Chandler?
Yeah.
Which means maybe one game will be right.
Yeah.
The problem is if one game's wrong, you know at least one more game
it's
is
It's the
wrong.
Cascade effect, yes.
I don't know if I'm rooting for the Thanksgiving game, but Jerry puts out a nice spread, and, you know, it's not It's not the worst day to work because everybody's watching
football
anyway.
You don't get
to jump
into the turducken stuff at all?
They don't let us down there.
Okay.
Joe, thank you very much. Tandler in studio again.
Hey.
It's a recurring thing now, man.
Hey, we'll keep it rolling.
We'll keep
Thanks
it rolling.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
And, folks, we're going to have a ton more draft stuff coming. We're going to do a pretty – if I pull this off, it's going to be a pretty epic – kind of mock draft next week with a ton of different folks that you guys are going to enjoy. In the meantime, if you made it this far, Joe owes you.
I owe you a beer.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.